You're listening to the audio production of The Noble Servant by Melanie Dickerson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. The year 1365, Barony of Malin, the Holy Roman Empire.
"Where do you think you are going, looking like a beggar?" Mother asked.
Magdalene's hand was on the door.
"Just walking."
"I'd think you would be ashamed to be seen in such clothing." Mother narrowed her eyes at Magdalene. Magdalene wanted to say, "Even Hegatha allowed me to go for a walk in my oldest dress," but Mother did not like it when she spoke of the dead.
"Just don't let anyone see you, and if you are not home before dark, I will send Hans with his dogs."
Magdalene hurried out the door before her mother changed her mind. The path led away from Malin Park House, across a gentle green hill. The village of Malin was visible in the valley over her left shoulder. The farther she went, moving away from both her home and the village, the more the grass grew on the once well-worn path. Vegetable plots lay on either side. A middle-aged man stooped over a row of cabbages with his hoe. He looked up as Magdalene approached.
"Guten Morgen," Magdalene greeted.
"Guten Morgen, Lady Magdalene."
He smiled and nodded. His frightfully skinny legs in baggy, thigh-length hose showed below his tattered woolen shirt that hung over his bony frame. A pang of guilt twisted inside her, as it did every time she thought about her people being in need. If only the mines had not run out of copper. "God, please provide for them," she whispered. She kept her gaze on the path that led down one grass-covered hill and up another, looking for interesting rocks to add.